DW. I was not born into or raised within a devout family, and I rarely went to church growing up, yet I have many memories of being taken to the ruins of the once magnificent abbeys whose fates were sealed during Henry VIII's 16th century dissolutions. I recall clambering on low walls and walking along lines of broken stones in the dewy grass, writing mental stories of what life might have been like for the monks who once lived, worked, and prayed within. There was something about the idea of pious, minimalistic, monastic life that both absorbed and unnerved me. And it turns out that hasn't changed much. Earlier this month, a group of six monks belonging to the Cistercian order founded a monastery in Neuzelle, a village just 2.5 kilometres from the German-Polish border. Attached to the Heiligenkreuz Abbey in Austria, the priory is housed on the site of a former Catholic monastery in buildings that have long formed the heart of this tiny place, often despite the odds. With a flock of just 3%, Brandenburg is one of two states to have the lowest number of Catholics in Germany. As such, it seems an unlikely place for the foundation of a 21st century monastery. But in matters of religion, this pocket-sized community, where a huge cross takes pride of place at the threshold, is altogether unlikely.
Ja, wir hatten ja mal ein Kloster.
Ja, aber lange hier.
817 aufgelöst. Ja, und war schon immer eine katholische Gemeinde. Der letzte.
Locals talk of how the earlier monastery survived abolition during the Reformation to remain active until 1817. Of how they personally met the anti-religious grip of East Germany's atheist militancy with a quiet determination to uphold their beliefs, and of how they've just carried on nurturing an island-style Catholic community, regardless of the trends around them. For them, the recently renovated abbey and arrival of the monks is a welcome new chapter in the long story of faith in their village, in both respects.
Naja, heute ist Hochfest. Weil Kirchweih gefeiert wird.
Father Kilian, one of the six members of the Cistercian order to move to Neuzelle, has been touched by the warmth of their reception and at the level of interest in the work the monks will be doing there.
Alte Klosterkirche hier ist die Pfarrkirche seit 1817.
Alongside their pastoral duties, that entails what he describes as building a monastic community, a place where people of any or indeed no belief will be welcomed in, where they can come to stay, to talk something through, to pray or eat together, or as he puts it, to just get away from the noise for a couple of days. Though the courtyard with steps down to an orangery leading onto the plains of the River Oder is invitingly idyllic, the Catholic Church doesn't currently seem like the most obvious choice for anyone seeking to escape the noise. Not when yet another sexual abuse scandal is creating so much within.
Also zuallererst ist das natürlich ein Riesenschmerz, ja. Also
wir haben Father Kilian, who became a monk 12 years ago, wells up slightly as he talks about the latest revelations casting such darkness on the faith to which he vowed to remain loyal for the term of his life. An incomprehensible catastrophe that causes him great pain is how he describes the outcome of the report into child abuse at the hands of German Catholic clergy. And though it also hurts him to be blamed by association, he believes that getting it out into the open is an important step towards cleansing. That cleansing is set to be a very long process, because there can be no easy way back from such a long history of abuse and cover-ups. But maybe the monks' self-professed open-door, open-heart approach to building a monastery community has the capacity to rebuild faith in their faith at the same time. A quiet, small-scale contribution, perhaps. But that would surely be in keeping with Neuzelle's mores.
This report was brought to you by DW.